What's up, AfterBuzzers? Happy Tuesday. We're talking about tonight's episode, A Supreme Snub. We're in Season 9, Episode 10. Let's chat right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I always forget we don't get our music. Yes. It's okay.
It's all good. Hey, guys. We are back here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Thomas Rulina, and I'm here joined with my lovely panel.
Hey, guys. I'm Jennifer Leone.
Hey, guys. Amanda Terry here.
Hey, I'm Cynthia Nicole.
All right, guys. Where's the leather jacket?
It got hot.
It's hot, caliente today.
If you guys didn't notice, we are all wearing black except for Cynthia tonight. We're going to put her on the spot. But she looks lovely as ever, as everybody does here. We are all together again. This is amazing. Another episode in the bag. What did we think about tonight's episode?
It was a bit boring.
Was it boring?
It got juicy at the end, which I loved.
Why did you think it was boring?
It was just draggy. Like, it just wasn't...
You don't enjoy the small little nuggets of, you know, all the little things that happen in it?
Or... I do, but I want drama. I want hardcore drama.
Is there a Housewife franchise that you, like, think is the most drama?
I want to say Atlanta.
Okay, Atlanta. All right. Just wondering. Because I love this episode.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't think it was boring. So I was just wondering, like...
Just the beginning. And the end got juicy. I like the end. Just the beginning.
No, I get that. I guess you need a setup.
You think it was balanced tonight?
I think it was balanced.
When Jen likes an episode, you know it was it's a pretty good episode.
I'm really critical, I know. But I think that we need a little balance. We need a little positive energy mixed in with the craziness, like Camille. And
I agree with that.
I think it was a good mix before we see Brandy.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, because we got to get ready for her, girl.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Cynthia, what are your thoughts about tonight's...
I was really yawning, bored. I'm really? Sorry. The only thing I really enjoyed was Kyle's car at the grocery store. I want to get one of those. That's
we will
like a
get
perfect
into
car.
That. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's all. Sorry.
Well, for me, I actually didn't mind tonight's episode. I thought, too, it was really well balanced, and I've seen more boring episodes this season.
I've seen
this
more boring. Yeah. I didn't hear Lucy's name once. It made me really happy.
That is true. Yeah. There was a little bit of that. Well, the episode basically starts off, as we know, at... Denise's house. Mm-hmm. So Denise has lived there for about a month. I know we had a little chatter. Do we think Denise got the place for filming? Or just going to go right into it we're just going to go into it.
I think she got it and I don't blame her. And
we talked about this.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. The houses are pretty beautiful.
Yes.
And if you live, I don't know where she lived before. I can't say that, but I think that maybe aesthetically it would just work better for her image, so I agree.
Yes.
It was a pretty house, so I don't care, whatever. Do whatever you want, Denise, you're amazing.
Gorgeous. Yes. And like
it was so pretty.
The grill right on the beach,
I know.
So pretty.
I know, in Malibu, like, couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, and the barbecues. That's all I'm thinking about.
With the husband?
Yeah.
With the husband.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Husband and a barbecue.
It comes with the husband.
Yes. what was it, wish.com? Show me this post.
Yes.
That was funny. I should have used that one.
Yes. So she's basically getting ready. And what I love that they open the episode is with Dorit. Mm-hmm. It's like a different matchup. Sometimes when I watch these Housewives episodes, I'm like, why didn't they hang out? Why didn't they hang out? It's like the end of the season.
True.
So it's nice to see the two girls get together. And to my surprise, Denise really enjoys Dorit.
Yeah, she said she really, really likes her.
Does that come to a surprise to anybody? Because
I think it's surprising.
Yeah, it is surprising, right?
It's like they're polar opposites.
So I trust Denise, and I trust her opinion. I think she's super honest and trustworthy, and if she likes someone, it automatically makes me like them better. Yeah. And I hate to say that, because I don't think that I've ever noticed that before, but I was like, huh, maybe I misread Dory.
Like, she's not questioning, like, do
I'm like questioning. I don't know Denise, but I'm like, okay, I get it. I'll watch.
What do you think?
What do you think about this?
I still don't trust Dorit. I don't. I think that there's something behind that.
But she has a motive?
Yes.
Like her husband? I'm kidding.
Oh, the shade.
I'm just kidding.
I just think that Denise needs to be careful. And yes, she's probably very trustworthy, which is awesome. You know, you're trying to build a friendship. But what if she says something and then Dorit's going to go and tell all the ladies at the dinner table?
Well, I think she did tonight. Remember? So, they all got up and left, and like, then she starts poking. I'm like, is this every... Wait. This is every single time. In the past three episodes, she's cried.
I can see how you feel like that, because yeah. we've seen this time and time again that that's kind of what Dorit does. Mm-hmm. So I see how you feel.
I yeah. agree with you, Cynthia.
Well, we're going to have to watch, because yes. I... Innocent me, I'm like, oh yeah.
Do we think, and for our podcast listeners and viewers out there, do we think that they're gonna have a rift this season, or do we think that they're gonna be friends the whole way through, see it through reunion and
Denise and Dorit?
Yes.
Oh, I think they might have a fallout.
Wow. Okay.
I think so. Why is everybody laughing?
Should we have a bet? I think we need a bet. Yeah, yes. We should all make a bet. Yeah.
I want to see Denise like.
Well, we see that. We see that later on as well. And I think with Denise, she's kind of... I like how her approach is. She's getting to know everybody. I'm sure she's heard that people have had track records for numerous things. But she goes into it kind of like with a clean slate. She is her own person, right?
She's smart. She's playing her cards right. She's kind of saying
you're playing chess. Uh-huh. And she's kind of like staying quiet. And then the claws are going to come out.
I don't feel like she's in the game yet. I feel like she's watching the chess game go.
That's smart.
Well, Dorit kind of goes back into Denise's house and basically says, I think Lisa Vanderpump did this. Mm-hmm. I think that she told Radar. Yeah. We know now, and I know our comment box was crazy last week, that Radar Online people have said that Lisa Vanderpump had nothing to do with this article.
Are they able to talk? Are they? Come on. Like, well, do you think that they're able to say that?
Allegedly, this is what's been put out in the press numerous places.
I don't think they'd be able to.
If someone handed me $20,000, I'd say, yeah, she had nothing to do with it.
Well, that too.
Like, you know what I mean? You could say anything.
What do you guys think?
I think it's easy to get paid off.
So you think that somebody paid... I mean, but here's the thing. Let's put it in hindsight. And we get a lot of comments about us being Lisa Vanderpump fans. She sweared on her kids. She sweared on her... Wow. Whoa.
Many people have.
So?
Many people have.
I mean, but the times that they have, I don't think they lied. I mean, she said her daughter. She said her dog. I mean...
I think you... Okay, so if it happened this way, I think it was very well played out, and it's super smart. Like, she gave the story and then contradicted herself and acted like she defended it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. At this point, it's a
debate, and honestly, this is what the season is about. It's about the dog, unfortunately.
And if there is like money involved, we're never gonna find out. Like,
yeah,
I think Lisa's calculated, and that's that. And she would put everyone in the right position that she can benefit. And by the way, I talked to someone who's very close with her son last week.
Ooh,
and
the tea.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, I was with all the Vanderpump Rules people this weekend, too. And they were like,
at Coachella.
I won't talk about that, but I'll talk about the person who's close with her son. And I said, okay, so I'm watching Housewives. Do you think that he would say this randomly? And she said, no, he would never start just out of nowhere. Like,
John Blizzard?
No, her son.
Oh, the son. Okay.
And so just when he was saying to her, oh, your friends are at her birthday party. Okay. You know, I think that in the moral of the story is I think that he was put in that position and Lisa's someone who would say this so that the cameras get this. Mm-hmm. Do this so that it looks like this. That's what I 100% believe now because I don't know. I was just, we had a long conversation.
A Coachella conversation. I love it.
Investigative reporting. I was finding things out.
Yes. I mean, this is all going to unfold. Our comment box, if you guys read them, they're so juicy. I mean, we almost have 100 comments every week. It's great.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
This season, everybody is really into something like, Kyle is into is this baby, wedding shower.
Ooh, baby.
Which was really beautifully done. I thought that was nice of her to put it together. Mm-hmm. Faye Resnick showed up. She was wearing a white dress.
I love Faye Resnick.
Ladies here, when someone goes to your wedding shower.
Was it Labor Day? Was it what? Girl, I'm actually remember.
You can actually, they're saying that you can actually wear white after Labor Day. I don't think so.
After Labor Day,
But I don't think so.
After Labor Day,
you're saying in regards to in regards to
the wedding shower, if you were getting thrown a wedding shower, would you look twice at another female that would be wearing a white dress?
She's not allowed in.
Oh, yeah.
Not a chance.
I knew that was coming.
She has... No, dang, no, no, no. You know. You know what you're doing.
You do. You kind of do.
You know you're trying to steal the show. Mm-mm. You're trying to steal the show.
Or it's just... It's also bad luck, and I don't like it. You have ill intentions.
Okay, so we know her answer. What about you girls?
I don't care.
No?
It's not a big deal. It's an outfit, you know? Come on.
It's still a ritual, and I'd be like, no.
What? I'm starting my own ritual, and I'm wearing whatever I want, whenever I want.
Wearing black?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Someone didn't follow the rules tonight.
Oh, that's my entire... Cynthia, my entire wardrobe is black, so it wasn't
yeah,
hard.
I'll wear black. Yeah, sure. Comes in rose.
Forget about
why
our group
she comes
text.
In white.
Yeah, right.
I wore my hoops for you, Cynthia.
I love it. I'm just trying to wear more color into my life, but I love these hoops.
I wore
Ladies,
these.
Ladies, you need to get a pair of hoops. Thank you.
Yes. And what about you? White, do you care? Is it a big deal?
I don't think you should wear it.
You don't think you should.
Cynthia's kind of, big in colors, yeah, just so you know.
Yeah, but I don't think you should wear white. Like, it's really, what is your, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You have a motive.
I mean, I don't know. I think I saw that and I wanted to bring that up. It's in my notes. I'm like, I just need to know.
Like, what do you ladies think?
We need
think?
Some juice, yes.
And Faye Resnick always likes to ruffle feathers. So.
I wish she did this. I wish she did, but I don't think there was an opening at this wedding shower. It was really too PG. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I she do tried. Love Faye Resnick joining.
I love her.
Yes.
And Lisa didn't show up.
Lisa did not show up. Mm-hmm. She was busy at her house redoing the kitchen where she had beef with Kyle. And she said that if Kyle had gone up the living room, room area up the stairs, she would have had to, the budget
expensive.
Would have been bigger. Yes. Do you think that Lisa Vanderpump should have gone to this for Camille?
I think so.
Opinions?
I think so, but I understand why she didn't.
Yeah.
Bobby Fischer always has a reason.
Uh-oh.
If she comes to the reunion show and sees everything that she's talked about her, I wouldn't go, so...
Okay.
I think that Lisa shouldn't have gone. Like, she did the right
if
thing.
If you were her, you wouldn't
yeah,
have gone.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone.
No. Yeah, I don't think I would have gone either. They're just ganging up on her way too much.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to be in that environment where I just see all these people that aren't really wishing me well.
Yeah, I get that.
Meanwhile,
I mean, I get it, but I feel like she's part of the show and everybody else is kind of... I feel like when you sign up for a show, you sign up for these things, so...
Yeah. You know, she definitely is still going through
yeah,
her brother. And that's why I feel like a lot of people don't stick up for her.
Why?
Is that
yeah.
This is a whole season. She shouldn't even be filming. I think she did it because this is her career and this is her job to be part of this show. But to go through such a grief like that and then nobody be on your corner, it's tough.
But like, why are all the ladies who were involved in it, like, all hanging out and leaving her by herself if... She's not the one who gave the dog away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, like, why they can't...
Like, why she's the bad one.
Yeah.
I think it's because the principle of everything, just because everyone's been hurt by LVP at some
yes,
point.
I understand.
So it's kind of like, oh, she's finally getting caught.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Someone finally is holding her accountable for what she's been doing for 10 years plus.
Yeah.
It
so,
just so
look
happens
at Camille.
To be, yeah.
Camille supposedly manipulated all those things they talked about.
Well, Camille's straightforward in your face.
There
was
but
so
Lisa
many words.
Lisa was too in the beginning of the season. At least what I thought she would tell you your face, but she would be sarcastic and funny, like English humor, right? But now, mm-hmm. not so much. Like,
but she's still calculated, and I don't think Camille has ever said, oh, say this for this. You know, say this so the cameras see this. You know?
Did you see her at that table?
Camille? I think Camille
we'll
things.
We'll discuss it, but...
Okay. Well, we can wait to talk when we get to there.
Yes. Well,
I can't wait.
Someone yes. who we didn't see that much in tonight's episode, but we saw just enough, was Erica Jayne,
yeah,
which was nice. You know, everybody always asks, like, why is she part of the show? Why is she part of the show? She brings a different element to the show. She is this pop star who's living her dreams, and I think she's really inspiring and good for the show. She's not really ruffling feathers with the women, but anything we want to say about Erica Jayne tonight? She looked great.
She's so hot.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry.
She just looks great for her age, and she's so inspiring. So
I also think I love that she was like, well, at 35, I saw an opportunity and I ran with it, because I think that a lot of people think, you know, oh, I have 35 is usually a number for women that it's like, okay, this is before 35, this is after 35.
Right.
Like marriage, so, kids.
Yeah, right. For sure. And then, you know, career, you have to think about evolving career. You never know where you're going to be. And I think that it's important that she was just like, no, I'm going to be 18 again. I don't really care.
Yeah, she has such a unique story, and she's such a positive light for the show in terms of just following your dreams. So I do love that about her.
Yes.
I do want to see more of her, and I think that later on we're going to see a little bit more of her.
Yes.
So back at this wedding shower, basically Kyle says that she's talking to her sisters again, which is a pretty big deal because America Woman got canceled.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. something good at least came from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's a bummer. That her show got canceled. Yeah. But
do you think if the show got renewed a second season that the sisters wouldn't be talking?
I don't know. I can't speak on that.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be talking.
So you think the root of it was the exposure of their personal lives and having a show?
Yeah, and I probably think money was involved and mm-hmm. a lot of bitterness on how things were portrayed, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. Mm-hmm. Anything else we want to say about Camille's beautiful shower?
It was pretty. That's it. We can move on.
Yeah. Next.
Well, something we can move on to is Kyle's expensive $29,000, call it a Vanderhall. Yes. I haven't seen one yet, but I loved it. What did you guys think of it?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty neat.
They made it such a big deal tonight, which was amazing because they don't really highlight a lot of things anymore. Yeah. And this was a moment because I think, especially with Kyle, I think Kyle also loves to be a front runner in a lot of things, fashion, bags, clothes, accessories, houses. So to have her moment with the car, I thought that was really cool. Yeah.
So
it was
cute.
Nice. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I saw Jay Leno driving around in something like that in Burbank. And I feel like if it's anyone other than Jay Leno, then you're super
You're
fat.
Pretty up there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're- yeah.
Oh, and by the way, she totally could have fit those potatoes in the car.
I know.
That was so dramatic. That was so dramatic. I got the footy on my girl. Seriously.
It looked like 7 or 8 bags. I don't know.
So $29,000, do you think it's worth it to have a car like that?
I thought it was a cool car. Yeah. I mean, if you can afford it.
If it makes you happy.
Yeah.
I and would I totally come to work like that.
Yes. Pulling so up in front of AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah. Hong Kong.
Keep trying. I couldn't find parking.
I know.
Keep trying around.
Can I park in the hallway?
Yeah, they've let us. Just on the sidewalk. Yeah, on the sidewalk.
And how adorable is little Portia?
Aww. She's so cute.
I love her, and I can't wait until she has her own show. She's such a character.
She's made for it, right?
Yeah, she's my favorite. I love her.
She's adorable.
Their style is so cute.
Yeah, they're mini me.
Yes, mom and daughter goals.
Don't you think that Mauricio's business should have a show? I always think that when I see like the agency,
yeah.
Like, you know, Kyle's daughter's on it, Mauricio's on it. If you guys are watching now, this is like a great idea, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's such a big company.
So do we just feel like everybody should have their own show?
Well, I think that they are very interesting. Some.
No, it would be a cool
some.
Show.
Not everyone.
You should pitch the idea to Kyle.
I know, or Andy Cohen.
Yes.
Somebody. But before we go any further, we have an announcement here at AfterBuzz TV, and we're going to let Cynthia take it away.
Hi, everyone. So make sure to continue to watch us here on YouTube. Like, subscribe, comment, because I know everybody loves to read all of your comments, positive and negative, and we go through everything. So thank you so much and continue with all this beautiful love that you show us, and make sure to listen to us on iTunes, and thank you so much for always being there for us.
Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. We, again, have been getting comments in like the triple digits. We have views. One of our views 2 weeks ago was almost like 12,000.
So nice.
There are a lot of people watching our after show.
Hey, yes.
So make sure to follow us, like us at AfterBuzz TV, hit subscribe, and stay connected with us. So there was a lot of other things that happened in the episode tonight. Mm-hmm. The IV drip, the Cairo. Have you guys ever done any of those treatments?
Have you guys?
Yeah.
Have
you? So chirotherapy is crazy.
That's what you're put in a fridge, basically.
Yeah, except I was wearing way less clothes than they were, so.
What's the point to that?
Yeah, tell
so
us.
So it's funny because it was like 90 degrees here in LA, and then I'm from Chicago, and it was literally like the week that it was like colder than Everest. And no, seriously. And I did it, and everyone was like making fun of me back home because I chose to be in that weather. It's so bad. The purpose for it is a lot of things.
Do you lose a lot of body fat?
No, seriously.
I guess you lose weight. It helps your joints. There's like a whole bunch of stuff. You can like Google it, but I feel like it was just like torture that I'm not into. I like heat.
Me too. I like heat.
I like heat a lot, and the coldness for me was just not great. But
where did you get it at? In
In Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, okay. Or Studio City, right by CBS, Radford. But it was really, it was interesting. And then I did the IV drip. Actually, people came to the house that I was staying at in Coachella with an IV.
Oh
like,
my God.
A bunch of girls came in and
you
like,
definitely get energy.
I want to try, the IV drips. Like, I'm super interested in that.
So great. How much are these for our podcast listeners and our viewers?
I was gonna say.
Like, what are the price points for an IV drip and for a Cairo appointment?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, like it can range from like 150 to 300, but like
this is for the IV drop.
Yes, where like the B12, or if you get like all three, it could be like 300. I get it in Vegas or LA or Beverly Hills. Yeah, so yeah, Vegas.
the cryo, I know was I got a deal, but I think it was like. $150
Okay, so these are all over $100 procedures. Okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like people watch the show, but they don't know. Like,
they have no
you
know,
idea. Some people are watching like, oh, I want to try that, but nobody really knows the price point. So here at AfterBuzz TV, we talk about that.
Yes.
Right?
So and you will feel very energized. So you're going to like run that marathon.
Exactly. So someone that's running the marathon this season, this episode is Lois. Lisa Renner's mom is back on the show. She just brings like a cool energy to the show. I think the show is really balanced, you know. I think with her being on it, kind of humanized all the drama because it's like, really, are we really going to be fighting over things?
Yeah.
The Brett Kavanaugh story was a big deal tonight. I didn't really know where they were going with this because it was just out of nowhere. I felt like I was watching Keeping Up.
It really did.
Didn't it feel like that?
It was so out of nowhere.
Yeah, but then I see how the editors put it together and kind of made a full circle moment. We'll get to the end of tonight's episode. Basically, what did we think about them introducing the Brett Kavanaugh and kind of adding politics tonight with this episode? Because it seemed
it was
like
rough.
It was rough.
Camille was so invested and like so aggressive.
Yes.
I felt it was too much. Like it wasn't even like about, she made the entire thing about her. Like
it was
entirely
interesting.
About her.
Yes. Yeah, so at this dinner
I'm confused.
Yeah. At this dinner, we're talking about that Lisa Rinna through her daughters were there, which was cool. They made a quick appearance and they were out before even the food was out.
I love that.
But it was nice to see them and with their grandma and everything. But like what you said, the dinner got a little heated. We haven't really seen Camille in this form in a minute. You know, she kind of revisited season one.
It makes me so happy.
Well, we agreed that it was a little bit refreshing because Camille has kind of played, she's downplayed her role in the past seasons and even being a friend of the show. She's like a permanent friend of the show.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen season one Camille.
I feel like she was a wild card.
The wild card. But tonight we did. So Janice has a smile on her face. We're going to talk about it. What do we think? I mean, was she having a mini meltdown? What was going on?
What'd you say?
She's probably switching medications. Oh. Like, she's probably in between. Something is going on
there
in her
life.
There was a trigger. She felt triggered. Throwing it out.
I think it was more
on.
Of her emotional hurt.
The trigger?
Yeah, that it was, like, coming out. But
too personal.
I liked how there was two opinions completely different and could talk on that table. And as women, sometimes you have to allow the other person to express their opinion and not say, you're wrong, because that's the person's opinion. And I felt like Camille had every right to express herself, and so did Lisa Rinna.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Camille said that she felt like she was on both parts, like she had been the victim and then accused of something else. So she was kind of speaking on for two people. So I was kind of confused on that. Like she was having a meltdown.
You thought she was having a meltdown?
Yeah, it was just so, like,
it's interesting
apart.
How, while we're seeing her have this mini meltdown, as we're dubbing it tonight, they're doing flashbacks of season one to tie in the fact that she's having a meltdown. Because,
I mean,
just for people out there that are not familiar with season one, Camille, she was a villain. She was one of the first, she was the first housewife to be on a tabloid, on a front cover as the most hated housewife. She went through a lot.
She really did.
It was tough for her. She ended up leaving the show. She's basically coming back, and she's really triggered by this Brett Kavanaugh story, and I think she really went there, and I'm surprised that Kyle didn't really see the commonality. I don't know. Was anybody picking up at the dinner table that she was having this comparison to season one, or was everybody just kind of watching her meltdown?
probably just super confused. I think, like, why are you taking this so personal? It's really interesting.
I just don't think it was right for her to kind of speak on behalf of anybody and everyone of, oh, you don't come out that many years later, this, not, whatever. It's like, no, like, everybody's
that
different.
That was a strong opinion.
No, but it's just, yeah, to me, that was just, that's where I kind of, like, disconnected, where I was like, I unplugged at that point, because I don't think it's right for anybody to speak for anyone else in regards to any of that kind of situation, because everybody is their own person and they deal with things differently. So if they're going to come out and talk about it, accept it, listen, hear it, and don't, that's just a very big accusation. You know what I mean? For somebody to lie about.
No, I hate that. You're not discredited just because you were 8 years old and didn't say something, and now 20 years later you want to say something.
No,
that's
rule
ridiculous.
Book that you
and,
have it, to
and, yeah, and even though she's saying, like, oh, I've been put in that position, you know, other people have been put in those positions,
like,
too.
Come
but
on,
if we come out when we talk about it when we want to talk about it. We deal with it when we want to deal with it. Like, do not speak for me or anyone else.
Well, though. She's never been accused of raping someone. So I'm just really confused on what the hell she's talking about.
Right, right.
I don't know. Right. It just rubs me the wrong way.
It could also be nerves of the wedding, too.
Maybe. I mean, it could have been a lot of things. They were having cocktails as well. Mm. One bomb that she dropped at the table was that Lisa Vanderpump is telling her that she was never invited to the wedding shower. Right. Let's discuss, because that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And that wasn't just the biggest deal, but I think also because Kyle made that little snide comment.
Because of how Camille reacted.
Because she was like... Well, that was like old school Camille, where she wasn't, you know, because if somebody says, oh, you weren't invited, I would have probably stuck up for Kyle a little bit more and said, I think that's wrong. I'm pretty sure that she would have invited you, or kind of like clean it up, but to
just say,
I didn't know.
That's her saying she doesn't want to get involved, and she's not saying yes or no.
In a way, and it's kind of like not wanting to get involved, but I feel like when Kyle said it, it was like, we're not going down season one path. Where,
yeah, because Camille's trying to keep that open. Like, did you really invite her? Did you not? Like, are you lying? It's like, no.
We know. We live in LA, and that's how it is. Like, people know when you're like writing one line responses, you're not trying to tell them everything, right?
I love how she pulled out receipts. She was like, I invited her here, sent her a photo here.
I would have done the same thing.
Delivered.
Yeah. Delivered.
I actually have my phone bill, and it actually went through on this tower. Something I would do. Like, if I'm not lying, I'll show you.
Right?
Yes.
Seriously. I mean, sometimes you have to pull it out for the trust.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, before we go any further, let's take a look at some tweets. Twitter goes crazy. It's my favorite thing to do. I love looking up tweets and just seeing what people think of the episode.
I love it.
We have a few great ones tonight that Jen and I are going to read off. I'll start. So this is from at Danny Pellegrino. As you guys know, he's very popular. He basically... runs down everything about The Real Housewives. He writes, I'm shocked that we're already on episode 10 of #RHOBH. It has literally been 10 episodes about the effing dog. I like that storyline, but can they throw us a B-plot? I literally can't think of anything else that has happened. I guess goat yoga? I mean, he is true. I feel like as seasons have gone on, the producers pick on one thing and it becomes the whole season. Like, I kind of want to almost watch old seasons and see how was it done before, because it definitely wasn't like panty gate, we're sticking on dog gate. It's like this gate that goes on for the whole season. That's not how this show was before.
No, it wasn't.
So good point. Jen
Kieran Thomas says, sorry, but what Camille went through with Kelsey cannot be compared to LVP losing her brother and the women ganging up on her, accusing her of trying to expose the truth about Dorit. She was the only one who ever stuck up for Dorit while her grief was fresh.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
It's true.
Okay.
All truth, all facts. This one's from
I could read that one.
I can read that one, too.
Okay, all right.
We don't have our glasses.
Okay, so I don't know who the at tag, but it says Lisa Rinna. Somebody stick a... Literally, I'm in eyeglass. I can't read it.
Okay, I can read it. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so this is from... XETER16E. That is the name. And it says, Lisa Rinna, somebody stick a sock in her mouth. She talks too damn much. #RHBOBH.
Just what I was doing.
Right? I love Rinna.
I do too.
And no.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
She's
I love
delivering
Rinna.
This season more than last season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was busy last season.
Yep.
Oh. Here's one with...
Look at that meme.
I know.
Britney Spears.
That's a face right
this
there.
One is from Gigi Nicole X3. Is Dorit really upset that someone has been constantly attacking, isn't calling to kiss her ass? Hashtag R-H-O-B-H.
I like the meme. It's Britney's face.
Yes.
And she's just like, what is going on?
Because Dorit wants like all these apologies from Lisa Vanderpump, but it's like... Why don't you... I don't know. It's just such a tough thing.
I still don't think
Kyle should have went to Lisa Vanderpump's house to deliver that message. Because now the friendship is all banged up because this is Dorit's problem. Yes. She should have went.
Kyle's doing too much dirty work. She needs to stop.
I can't sleep at night. All right.
Thomas is very bothered.
Yes, I am very bothered. Here we go.
At LibbyD15, why are these ladies confused why... LVP isn't communicating with them. They all sat around talking behind her back and accused her of leaking a story to a tabloid without any proof. Not really a head scratcher, is it? Mm. Yeah. All right. I hear you.
I mean, I get it. But again, like, she's part of the show. Like, so is she just going to not be a part of the rest of the show now?
They should put in the contracts now that there have to be a certain amount of appearances. Yeah. This is like tennis. You cannot miss a tournament. Yeah. She cannot be missing these big events.
Yeah.
Like, I get that you're feuding, but come on. You're part of the cast.
Exactly.
If this was Vanderpump Rules, it's fine, but she's a main cast member
yes,
on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love you, Lisa, but come on. Okay. At Steven1NEVETS, Denise will soon learn.
And
I know where this is going.
I don't.
I see her.
I see you.
Yes. Tell me about
Dorit. She pulled a meanie. I see you.
Yeah.
Oh, see okay. About how Dorit's going to disappoint Denise real quick.
Well Brandy Glanville is coming, so we'll have to see what happens there. But
woo-woo, Brandy.
Good observation, Steven.
Alexandria at Wondrous Silvera. Says, Camille is really going to compare LVP encouraging supporting her with the divorce to LVP not wanting to be sitting at the table with a bunch of vipers. How does that work in even Hollywood logic?
That is true. I think that at this point, Camille doesn't see how much the women are ganging up on Lisa Vanderpump and seeing the severity because they're living it out. We're watching it through like a producer's edit, you know? Yeah. So at that time, I'm pretty sure.
They're going to gang up on Camille, okay? So just wait for it.
We're going to see a lot of Camille. I'm excited.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and read this one. This is from @Bella_Jutes. I love how Denise marches to the beat of her own drum. You can tell she doesn't let other people's opinions influence her, and that's refreshing. Amen. Yes.
I like her.
We all agree with that.
I want to hang out with her.
I do want to see her ruffle little feathers with the ladies.
I got real excited. Who did she go off on? Who was it?
I think she's going to be going off on Camille.
Oh, yeah. She said, I'm excited about that one.
We'll have to see what all the juice is. Thank you guys so much for your tweets. It's our favorite part of the show. We love connecting with you guys. Again, stay tuned throughout the rest of the season. We have so much more to talk about. We get a very special surprise at the end of this episode. Kim Richards.
Yes. Coincidentally.
You know, she wasn't...
And Kathy.
She wasn't Mike, so I'm sure they had the love mic over her.
But you know what I was confused about? How she's, like, texting, like, oh, I see you, and then they, like, look at her, and then she holds her menu up in front of her face. Like, why did you text them and let them know you're there then? Like,
she probably didn't think they were going to look down at her. I don't know.
I was just like, really, girl?
She's been
like,
on the show long enough really, to know. Girl. She's an OG.
Like, yeah.
I love her.
Mm-hmm. Did we expect more from Kim? We see her later on, which I love, but tonight was kind of, it was a sweet entrance there.
Yeah. Coincidentally.
Is anybody surprised that Lisa Rinna didn't try to talk to her, have a little moment?
Her mom was there, right?
Yeah. But even just an acknowledgement.
Oh, yeah. Good.
They're clearly harboring the animosity over the bunny still.
Right.
This is 2016.
The tear?
Yeah, they have.
Oh wait, hold on.
Lisa Rinna went.
Kim gave her the bunny, it was just like here, like one little tear. We were like busting up. It's so dramatic.
I think that you guys are being very insensitive.
It was even more dramatic than Days of Our Lives.
I'm sorry, darling.
I love a great actress, and Rinna should have won many more awards. Yes. No, I love her. I love her.
And I love her too, but that was so dramatic.
Sure. But she's still never talked to her.
Now, only right eye. Q-tier.
But, you know, it is reality TV and we need those golden moments.
Yes,
yeah. And
honestly, a golden moment for tonight was Camille crying in the stairway.
And then asking Kyle to be one of her bridesmaids.
Exactly.
How awkward is that? Yeah. If I was really, Kyle, I'd be like, can you ask me tomorrow?
Yeah.
She reminds me of, like, someone who I would know at 17. And, like, you know, she just is, like, a really young person in an old person's
like
body.
Like, spirit.
Yeah, just, like, I feel like that's a conversation I would have, like, really young.
Her,
like,
emotions were just out of check tonight. You know, I yeah. love Camille, maybe, but I just saw a different side to her tonight.
Changes.
With this politics talk.
The changes.
Womanly changes, I don't know.
Changes. It's
maybe just touched her a lot more than, you know, she just wanted to showcase
and
that.
And the producers picked up on that real yeah. quick, went back to season one.
Yeah.
They were like,
Kathy Hilton
they were like,
was there.
All cameras on Camille now.
Yes.
Yes.
Kathy Hilton was there tonight.
Yes.
So it was like a sister reunion. It all came full circle with all the ladies hanging out.
Sure did. Yeah.
So we end the episode with Lois's story, which is a Aww. Very sad story. And it's an interesting way that they ended it that way.
Yeah.
It was just like, okay, so we find out that Lisa Rinna's mom has basically, she almost died. She almost
attacked.
Got killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had two tools in his hand and he ended up going to prison as a serial killer.
How old was she though, Lois? Do you remember how old she was? It was before Lisa was born. She was very young, right? As a teenager
she was
or something?
Very young.
Like college or something?
But I don't want to quote it.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was young.
That, yeah. But for him to almost kill her, she was saved that night. And I think that it's important to highlight these stories. And now it makes sense why they talked about the Brett Kavanaugh story.
Yeah, and then he came and then the guy who attacked her ended up becoming a serial killer.
16
so
to 18
she's
women.
Pretty much the only that we know of, right? The only survivor.
Yeah.
Wow.
I also think that we're really, like, just kind of numb to all this stuff. So to hear the severity, it was like, oh, okay, she almost was killed. Oh, wait. Really, though,
the
like
it
was
of it.
Yeah, and this happens all the time, every day. Yeah. People are taken, so it's just super sad. And I'm glad that they showed a little light on it.
Yeah, for sure. That's a huge, huge part of her life that, you know, she didn't even share with Lisa.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy.
So I thought that the episode was really well balanced. Before we go, let's quickly talk about some news and gossip over this weekend's Coachella.
Uh-oh.
One of our panelists was there, and another one is weekend two.
So, yeah, went to Coachella, did the parties, and so if you don't know, you go there. If you're in LA, then you do the parties, and it's just like a weekend of just party after party.
And music.
Outside
and
of
music.
LA.
Yes. Yeah, and music, but, you know, it's a party. where you know, wear amazing clothes. And I went to the Nylon party. I think it was Friday night, and I just missed it, but everyone was talking about Erika Jayne DJing.
Yes.
She was. Oh. I was in the back room, and I was coming up, and I met a publicist friend of mine, and he was standing there, and he goes, "You do the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for AfterBuzz, right?" I'm like, "Yes." What happened?
<He's here.
laughs> What just happened? And he goes, "All of them, every single one. Teddy, Kyle, everyone was just dancing."
No,
I saw the stories.
I would have been so happy.
They were just dancing and having a great time. Was LVP there?
No, she wasn't.
Okay, because someone said that they saw her, and I go, I don't believe that for a minute. I think everyone was there but her.
Yeah,
so
she wasn't there. I saw Teddy there. I saw Lisa, Rena, and Kyle. And even Teddy's husband. And they were having a blast.
Yeah, and they were just talking about how they were just jumping around and dancing. Mauricio was there.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because his wife was just such a fan that he was like, their footprints are right here. That's the only evidence you're going to get because they're long gone. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh,
but
yes.
Still, I'm just
so
like,
I just missed them. Wow.
But yeah, so their spirits were still there.
Yes, and more of their photos and stories are still on their Instagram accounts. And you can read about all of their Coachella moments online. They're everywhere, so... before we go, let's do some quick excitement for what's to come.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So I'm predicting a Denise and Camille showdown. I think it's going to be something about the wedding, maybe. I'm not sure, but that's one of my predictions.
I think that a lot of the power will shift between the ladies. I think that since we're not getting a lot of LVP, there's going to be more... highlighting on other women, probably more Erica, a lot more Camille, A lot of drama. I hope glasses are thrown. I hope tables are involved. I want the big...
Brandy Glanville's back.
Yeah, I love that. So, but since they said later on in the season, I don't know what's going to be next week, but I do hope that there's some drama, and that's what I predict.
Yes.
I predict there's going to be a lot more Erica Jane, and I predict that we're going to see the other side of Denise. That I'm excited for.
I want to see that.
I know, me too.
I predict I want to see more of Denise, stick the claws out, but I also want to see the side of Teddy.
Yeah.
What's going to bring out outside the tears.
Of the dog. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Outside of the dog. Yeah, because she's like super tough. She doesn't like to cry or show emotion. So.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Well, we are going to be here all season long. We're so glad that you've decided to join us on this lovely Tuesday night. Before we go, Cynthia, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
You can find me on Twitter @MakeupMandy86 and on Instagram it is @Makeup_Mandy with an I.
Hey guys, I'm Jennifer Leone and you can follow me at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hey guys, follow me everywhere at Thomas Erlina. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Two Besties Together, and watch my new vlog from Miami. It was so much fun. We will see you guys here next week.
See you next week. Bye guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.